Morris, press release, Alfonso named Free Beacon 2022 Man of the Year. By Emma Jo Morris on January 3, 2023. New York, New York, Alfonso, the Venezuelan illegal alien border crosser made into a national icon by Breitbart News, has been named Washington Free Beacon 2022 Man of the Year. Alfonso is being recognized for his bravery, taking an American risk on his first day in the United States, reported by Breitbart in a column published in August titled, Morris, My Day with a Biden Migrant, Broke, Abandoned, and Lost in New York. The story of struggle and stardom is one of how a man dropped off at Port Authority bus terminal on the first bus of illegals sent from Texas to the sanctuary city of New York played a less than ideal hand the best he could, and catapulted himself to national recognition. Breitbart set out to interview the newcomer about his journey north to the open U.S. border, which he relayed via Google Translate, because he spoke no English, learning how he traversed through Mexico, paying locals along the way to direct him, while his wife and children waited in Chile, only to arrive to a country with no resources or infrastructure to receive him, despite what was advertised by the Biden administration. Gripped by the man's story, and ashamed of the lies by gutless, fake, and incompetent politicians who call America, and the city of New York, strewn with mentally ill homeless people, a sanctuary, Breitbart set out to help Alfonso find a place to work and stay. But despite the city billing itself as a welcome place for illegals, every effort to find Alfonso resources was met with resistance and stonewalling. Breitbart called multiple hostels to inquire about a bed for the new arrival, then a community center, but all refused to take him in. Breitbart inquired with men working on a construction project how he could apply to work with him, but they refused to help. But Alfonso remained determined. Being an American is about taking risks and shooting your shot, even when the odds are stacked against you. Was it the safe play for George Washington to sneak across the Delaware on Christmas 1776? Nope. Did it take balls for Supreme Allied Commander Dwight Eisenhower to storm Normandy in 1944? You're damn right it did. Those men walked the walk and paved the road for Alfonso to roll the dice in 2022, the Beacon writes. Who knows whether illegal immigrant Alfonso will ever become an American citizen? Honestly, we hope he never does. But for taking an American risk on his first day in the United States and going out on his limb, we're proud to call Alfonso a Washington Free Beacon Man of the Year. The decision to come to the U.S. from Venezuela was certainly a gamble. Getting on a bus to a random location in the interior was full of unknowns. Hopping in a cab with a stranger who peeled him off that bus at Port Authority probably wasn't in Alfonso's plans. But what really distinguished Alfonso from the hordes of illegals that have trampled into this country in 2022 was deciding out of nowhere, after the Breitbart politics editor told him she was married, to text her a picture of his dick. And for that, his name will be etched in Google results for generations to come. It is surreal and inspiring to see the American dream come to life in Alfonso, starting from humble beginnings in Venezuela, traveling to America with just $130 in his pocket, and ascending to national prominence in just a few short months in this land of opportunity, Breitbart Politics editor Emma Jo Morris said in a statement. I also hope he never becomes an American citizen, but, on behalf of all of us at Breitbart, I celebrate him in this great honor. Emma Jo Morris is the politics editor at Breitbart News. Email her at edgemorris@breitbart.com or follow her on Twitter.